Audible.com is pleased to present the introduction to Draw the Dark by Ilsa Bick.
History is a nightmare from which I am trying to awake. James Joyce. November 1st. Late morning. Winter, Wisconsin. So, everything I need to leave is here. My brushes, paint, the wall. Actually, not really the wall, my bedroom wall, but the pictures of the sideways place, which I copied from the cover of this really old book my mom kept on her nightstand after my father disappeared. I was only a year old when Dad went away, so I never knew him. Uncle Hank is my dad's brother, and he says Dad was a really good man and loved my mom more than was good for either of them because my mom wasn't quite right after my father vanished. Uncle Hank says Mom would stare at this old book for hours, and when he asked about it, she'd say, "He's there, Hank. He's gone sideways, and he can't find his way out, and he needs me. If I can just find the way." Uncle Hank figured she was crazy with grief. Most everybody else thought she was just crazy because she couldn't accept that my dad had found someone else. Not that anyone knew that for a fact. They were just saying. People here say a lot of things when they don't have a clue what they're talking about. Anyway, no one was surprised when, 2 years after my dad went away, my mom disappeared too. That was 14 years ago, and I've been looking for my mom ever since. People in Winter say either she did the same as my dad, found someone else, or killed herself someplace far away to spare us. Uncle Hank doesn't believe any of that, and neither do I. Because the only important thing she left behind, well, besides me, I guess, was the cover from that book, with her goodbye note to Uncle Hank written on the reverse, telling him to make sure that cover went to me. So I know that cover's the clue, if I can just figure out how to see into it the right way. Which might explain why the only things I really remember about my mom are her eyes. They were stormy. Gray, like mine. So maybe that's why I have this, well, I guess you'd call it an obsession with trying to see the world through her eyes. Because if I can just do that, I think I'll find her again. See, I think she figured out a way to slip into the sideways place. And that's where she is now, with my dad. And neither one of them can get back. That's why they need me. That's why, among other things, I have to leave. The cover is, well, it's strange. There's this freaky, bombed, blasted-looking landscape with craggy, coal-black trees that claw at a sky that's gone the color of a bruise, a deep, swirling purple streaked orange and yellow and blood-red. A spiky mountain stabs the sky. There are creatures there, too. Half dragon, half wolf, with drippy fangs and slitty, gold eyes. Everything on that cover is weird and scary, and somehow very, very familiar, as if I really have seen this place before. Or maybe just belong there. That's the sideways place. That's what I've painted on my walls, every detail, right down to the mountain. Everything the same as the cover. Except that door. I'm not talking about a real door with hinges, the one that will take me back downstairs to where it's warm and safe and familiar. No, I painted this door in my sleep. Twice, actually. The first time I was so freaked out I painted over it. The second time, only a month or so ago, I let it stay on what I guess you'd call a personal dare. Because the door's incomplete. There's no knob, so there's been no way to get through. I've thought about this a lot lately, especially after what happened last night. And I think that last step, painting the knob, has to be a conscious choice and not something I do in a dream. I just haven't been brave enough, and that's been fine. Until now. Because after last night, I know I have to leave. I can't stay here anymore. It's not safe for the people I care about, with me still in this world. See, I draw, and what I draw out comes alive. Sometimes I draw nightmares, what people want to forget except their minds won't let them. So sometimes that means I'm pulling out the past. Other times, well, I guess you could say I draw destiny because I pull out their worst nightmares of the future, what they're afraid will happen. Or maybe I do both because my shrink says the person you are is who you were. All your memories and experiences, and all the dreams and hopes everyone put into you, so you sometimes can't tell where they leave off and you begin. In a way, who you were is what you will be. I think that's right, because sometimes when I paint, when what I am comes out of my head and down through my fingers, I kill people, or get them killed, which is pretty much the same thing. Even if I don't do it on purpose. Like last night. So, whatever's really living in the sideways place is in me and behind that door. All I've got to do is draw the knob and give it a turn. And I will. I will. But if my shrink is right, if you can't know where you're going unless you understand where you've been, then I need to understand how I got here so I can keep going and make it through and maybe get us all back in one piece. So I have to start at the beginning. The Wednesday morning I woke up from a nightmare. The morning after I saw the murder for the very first time.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this presentation. Get the complete audiobook at audible.com/drawthedark.